Please be advised, this series contains harsh language and references to potentially triggering material, including mention of suicide, self-harm, abuse of both drugs and alcohol, and deep discussions on religion. Listener discretion is advised. Last time on Ombligo del Diablo, the heist was on, and boy, did it go to shit. After the discussion of roles and getting a room from the lovely receptionist Gracie, we met Tina to determine the game to be played for the diamond, and a good sum of money. The first team to get the ruby and sapphire Tina was after would win the pot. A message from Eden led Vincent and Jamie to discover 13 had reappeared, and on Tina's team to boot. Val was reluctant arm candy, Jamie did some spying, and Oliver's terrible plan led to a near kidnapping and all the team but Vincent getting arrested. On his own, Vincent discovered that the other two men on Tina's team had been murdered, and Tina was under the impression that we were the culprits. We rejoin the team as they are released from jail and heading back to the hotel to regroup.
Let's go on to introductions. James, please start in with your with who you are and what you're doing here.
Hi, I'm James. I'm playing Oliver, who was on a revenge trip and is now less sure about that revenge trip.
All right, Ginger.
Oh, I am Ginger. I am playing Murph, your best friend and nobody's arm candy.
Hey, I'm Jamie, and I'm a geologist who goes around doubting lots of people and doing crazy science stuff.
And Sam?
Hi, I'm Sam, and I'm playing Val, the reluctant arm candy.
And Vincent?
Hey, I'm Dan, and I'm playing Vincent, the very tired man.
Okay.
Got a nap.
Okay. So let's move on to mechanics. Starting from the bottom and working our way up. Are there any things that you wish to spend XPs on?
Yeah, I mean, I got 11 right now. I think I'll go ahead and drop a second pip into insight, if that's all right.
Weren't you trying to get your time up?
Yeah, but I think I do want to get my time up, and I do have one more than I need to do that. I'm trying to decide if that's a better call or if I want to do that and also save up some more points later. I don't know. What do you think? Would time two or a bit more insight, do you think, be more immediately helpful?
I want Vincent to finally get his flashbacks.
Okay. All right, sweet. I will acquiesce to our storyteller and drop 10 points and get time too and look at the rotes real quick so I know which one to pick.
All right, while you are doing that, let us move forward. What does Sam wish to buy for Val?
So I am going to be buying my first point in intimidation. She's leaning real into the spooky shadow magic powers, and I think that's intimidating.
Well, she waves a gun around often enough. Might as well, you know...
I mean, she doesn't need a gun at this point. I also took a pip in performance. I think she's learned how to act a bit more.
And play that guitar.
Yep. She'll definitely be able to play the guitar better.
Two dice of guitar now.
Yeah.
All right.
And a second pip in persuasion. Oh, well, I've got more. Second pip in persuasion.
Okay.
Just because I think we do more social than we do. That's more of a mechanical reason.
Yep.
I'll figure out she deals with these chuckle folks all the time. I think she's trying to learn how to be more persuasive.
Well,
there you go.
It has been necessary to talk her way out of some things lately, I think.
And then one in politics laws, primarily in conservation law, obviously, but you know.
Hey, the best way to learn about the law or the language is to get arrested.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, Matt.
I'm hoarding points for future spending.
All right.
But I got downtime action stuff I'd like to take care of before doing that now too.
We will hit that up on the way back down. After we handle backgrounds and rituals. Murph.
I'm gonna take my second little bloop into subterfuge and my very first little dot in occult, because guys, I think something weird is going on.
Okay.
What?
So, Murph continuing to get darker. Now she knows how to lie, and now she knows what goes bump in the night. James.
Whose fault is this? Who is corrupting this sweet, beautiful child? I would like to, I just realized I should definitely have points in performance, so I'm dropping one in there.
Okay.
Have you been rolling around with zero? I thought you at least had one.
I did, but then we realized that we definitely made my character with too many points, and I had to fiddle with him, and that's one of the things that got cold. I've been meaning to put points in it forever. I just keep forgetting.
Okay. Now let's start from the bottom for backgrounds and or rituals. First, do you think that Vincent earned himself any backgrounds last session?
Do we wish to cover my time first, or should we come back to that?
Sure, yes, let's do that.
I honestly feel that all three, Danger Sense, Premonition, and Past Sight, are fairly applicable to him. Do you have a suggestion on what you feel best fits the character?
I think, well, I like Past Sight with the PTSD, but then again, Danger Sense works that also. Oh, that is a problem.
It presents an issue to me that they're all good. I can roll for it.
I think that you should take Danger Sense as a rote, and then consider taking Past Sight as a ritual, as it only comes to you when you're asleep.
Okay, I can dig with that. I also don't think I gained backgrounds last time, so if we wish to say that that is my background, I can do that.
Yep, that'll be your ritual.
Okay, sounds good. Danger Sense and Past Sight.
Okay, and what about Val?
No backgrounds that I can think of, but I do have a ritual in mind.
Oh, great. What's that?
Hold on a second. Sam, or Val,
yes.
Did you want to get an animal? Wouldn't that be a background?
Story reason for that right now.
There's a story reason, like, you know, you could go to the rescue center and pick one up.
I think that you may wish to wait till the end of this session to make that determination.
Yes, I've listened to the music. I have listened to the songs. I think Elf's going to get me a puppy. But I have to wait until Christmas morning. No, what I was hoping to get, well, and feel free to, because I'm really bad at figuring out rituals. Okay. I was thinking something like, with my life 3, I want to give bearded dragons wings.
Just wings.
For now.
Very well.
Tiny flying dragon. This is the best. Okay.
At some point in this game, I'm going to be like, surely you've got some kind of DNA doohickey. You're going to be like, no, but I can't do this.
But look what I do have.
We will call it Tiny Monsters.
Ah, I love it. I love it very much. I'm in.
All right. Well, you guys almost had someone who could do DNA samples.
Tiny paradox bombs.
Yes, those are so vulgar. So very vulgar. And eventually Paradox will rip their wings off. But anyway.
No!
Okay, Matt.
That's what happened in Galvan.
Jamie wants to get a detective license.
Interesting.
Getting jammed up for her legally owned guns was a bunch of bullshit. And she either wants to get a bodyguard license or a detective license. So
okay. She's
going to work on that. I don't know if I can buy one as a background or...
You can't just get one as a background, but you can inform that you are starting that process.
Okie dokes.
And there may be some hoopage to jump through to complete it. But you're getting a private detective license?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I don't need to do the detective shit. Jamie's got it handled. I can just make my monsters.
In the meantime, did you want to pick up a ritual?
Yes. Any suggestions or thoughts?
Spheres?
I got 3 in spirit and 3 in matter.
You know those scenes where they will use some sort of fancy laser to read information in the microscopic fissures of ancient artifacts?
You mean the techno version of a spirit's touch?
Yes.
Yeah, I could get down with that.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
You build a machine you can put things into it, and you can read the anomalies that have been the ghostly and the spiritual anomalies that have been surrounding that object.
Cool beans.
Okay. And how about Ginger?
Okay, so here's my argument. Influence.
Influence what? Influence is always a specific type.
Influence cops.
Oh, influence Reno PD.
Well, not only Reno, but the cops back home, based on their ability to just be like, yes, tiny child, you go watch this person in jail. That seems fine.
That is true. You were the one that was trusted to that. Okay, we'll go
She's
with influence. Yep, influence police.
Yes.
She's a one dot for quote-unquote deputy.
Yes, I love this so much.
And so, James.
So it's either a background or a ritual, yes?
Either proof that you have earned a background or a ritual.
Yeah, I can't really think of any good backgrounds. So I was thinking, and tell me what you think about this, that he may have always had this, it just hasn't come up yet, but it is work the system.
Oh.
And when incarcerated or people are writing police reports about Oliver, he has learned how to make those reports more favorable.
Okay.
And leave out, like, incriminating details. Like, even though people, like, saw them happen, they will write, like, something that sounds way more vague.
So do you want it to be more favorable or just inaccurate, like, inaccurate and problematic?
Yeah, I think that's probably better. Where when they're writing it, they just sort of get confused and tired.
they just fuck up everything that they were trying to say about him.
Yeah, their things are riddled with inaccuracies. So he's gotten off on technicalities a lot.
All right, now you have to be aware that this thing is going on and in the space at the time. So
yeah, and the way his paradigm is affecting it is basically like he will say confusing things with conviction and then like say something else in confidence to one officer and like,
and either they will disbelieve him so hard that they forget something that was actually important, or
yeah,
they will believe
their
him
view of the scene. Mm-hmm.
Okay. To inject inconsistencies that are often meaningless on their own, but will bring doubt as to the reliability of the reports themselves.
Yeah, he's read the reports once, and they were like two completely different scenes.
All of which
nothing related.
All of which contained exactly half of the truth, but the exact opposite half.
Mm-hmm. I was particularly proud of that one.
So, I think that is everything then. Yes?
Hopes, fears.
Oh,
and fun facts.
Well, I mean, in terms of rituals, but yes, let's go with hopes and fears first. Starting up at the top.
My hopes are new. I'm taking off. I'll show them all. And I got the team together last time, so I don't need to do that again. My new hope is that I will somehow finish the job. No one gets, actually, this is going to be the hope and the fear. Finish the job. The fear is someone gets hurt.
All right. More people get hurt.
Even the people who he was initially super okay with getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
He's had his empathy beaten back into him by an angel. So punched him right in the face with that empathy.
Excellent. I do like that people are taking those scenes to heart. Jamie,
new fears, the FBI, but that doesn't. My hopes and fears are going to stay the same, but in game there's new.
Highlight a couple.
Well, I would say that the fears of losing sanity is definitely still an issue. It's still a thing, and the hopes of getting friends and keeping friends is still definitely very valid. So
okay, all right, Val.
Val's hopes aren't changing, but her fear not changing. Right. So her main fear is still going to be if I find out, I will lose everything I've worked towards. But creeping up very quickly into second place is these people that I care about are going to abandon me intentionally or unintentionally.
Excellent. All right, Vincent.
Yeah, that doesn't make me feel good about myself. But yeah, like I said, like I was telling you guys that I just realized I woke up in the middle of the night like, holy shit. Yeah, Alex got a fear of abandonment.
When running a game makes you feel like a supervillain, you know the flavor of the game that you're running. Okay, Vincent.
Okay, I would say Hope. Gain information about this situation that he finds himself in, where he's been more or less assumed to be a murderer, and fear would be.
Let's go more general on that Hope.
Okay, so I think I understand. So a more general on the Hope, or less general?
More general, like you want to clear your good name, or
I don't know if I have a good name. I want to. I don't know. Like, I just want context. I want to be able to figure out why 13's here. Why shit is going off the rails so hard? Why he was tasked with this? How did he end up with them? It's...
To understand what went wrong?
Yeah, okay. My hope for this session is understand what went wrong.
Excellent. All right.
And fear would be this situation spiraling out of control. More death and violence. And no diamond game.
Okay. Ginger?
My hopes and fears are pretty Val-based. So, hope that I can prove to Val that I am, in fact, intelligent on occasion. Fear, what if I am actually that dumb?
Excellent. I will enjoy the looming specter of your mental failing.
Yes, so my fear is basically of myself and incompetence.
Okay, now let's go with fun facts. Ginger.
Okay, so Murph was extra sad that she wasn't somebody's arm candy because she never got asked to any of her proms, so she went stag.
Aww. Oh no.
Okay, so can we go beat up some past high schoolers?
Every boy in Murph's all high school. Of them. Yes,
and
every
girls.
Single one.
Okay, all of them.
All every yes. Okay, Matt.
Jamie had an imaginary friend sister until she was like 17.
Oh God! Please make a ritual about that later.
Was she imaginary?
I imagine so. Yes.
Oh.
All right, Val.
Okay, so I've been doing some funny ones, so here's a real one that kind of ties into Val's fear. So Val does have living family. As far as she is aware, she has her mother and three older brothers and many nephews and nieces. But about 2 years ago, she and her mother got into a very venomous fight, and her brothers ended up siding with her mother, and Val cut all contact. Except the only contact she's technically had was right before she went no contact entirely, was to send the youngest of her brothers, who she used to be closest with, the address to the El Diablo Animal Sanctuary and a phone number in a text that says, in case anyone dies.
All right. Is that a brother younger than her?
No, she is the youngest.
All right. Vincent.
Vincent obviously had a very fraught relationship with his mother that we've established. But the time that he got along with her best was any time that her hypochondria or any real sickness kicked in, when he could kind of feel like the man of the house, like he was taking care of someone and wasn't just like, I don't know, some layabout who she didn't know how to handle nor had much respect for. That was good.
A deep need to be needed.
Yeah.
All right. And Oliver.
Yes. Oliver's parents are still alive, and they are in a Florida nursing
home. Interesting. Okay.
Been a while since he's been able to send money their way, but he's pretty sure they're too severe with dementia to appreciate anything.
You just assume that, or they are?
Last time he visited, his mother didn't remember him, and his father seemed more confused than usual.
Or they were just pretending.
Or they were just pretending. They always were really good at that.
Oh God, Oliver's back. Just mutter something about the war. All right, so I believe that we open scene here on our brave heroes meeting back up at the hotel room.
Reconnoitering.
Val storms into the hotel room. Doesn't even look at Vincent. Heads straight to the minibar. Opens it.
Are there little tequila balls in the minibar, Elf?
There is just one half-empty large bottle of tequila. But this is the expensive one. Sorry, yeah. Sorry. There are the little fancy tequila bottles, yes.
Cool. Val silently grabs one, pauses, grabs two more, and starts chugging.
All right.
Try to stop Oliver?
Oh, Oliver isn't drinking.
I mean outside the room before we all barge in.
Oh, okay. You're not stopping me from drinking. You're stopping me from entering. Okay. I stop. Yes?
What? Did I, like, piss on her Cheerios or something? What is wrong with that woman?
I don't think that's on you. I think that's on me. I think the arm candy thing was a bit too much. I shouldn't have pressed it.
I don't think it's entirely your fault. I think I tried to give her some information that I thought was going to be useful, and she like nearly bit my head off.
Oh, you can't take people like that in a stressful situation where there are guns about. Not everybody has a cool head like you and me.
Yeah, true. This is very true. But, like, I was trying to point out that it looked like a setup, and she was like, yeah, obviously. And I was like, okay, well, maybe it wasn't that obvious, and I thought it would be helpful to point out, and then I bit my head off, and I don't know.
Well, she is I would dare say, the smartest among us. Although, Jamie is a sneaky one. She might actually be smarter than she lets on.
Well, yeah, I mean, the two of them are obviously the smartest out of all of us. But I don't know, I just thought that maybe it would be helpful to have, like, somebody watching your back? I don't know.
Well, I figure it never helps. Never hurts to try to utter a helpful word, but every once in a while they're going to think you're as dumb as a rock. Well, haven't you heard the way she talks to me? I consider myself an educated man. I finished high school.
Oh, just high school?
I mean, and medical school. I think you maybe were confused that, like, Oliver maybe didn't finish high school, because he definitely did. But when he says medical school, that sounds more legit.
Where did you go to school again, Oliver?
Oh, Boston.
Boston. Right.
I don't know any names of schools in Boston, but he's definitely figured out one. And he has a couple that he drops randomly.
I mean, MIT. MIT Medical?
No, something less obviously wrong than that.
Right, sure. If you say so. And I just kind of pat him on the shoulder and walk in.
See? It happens to me too.
Okay. Has anyone actually talked to Dan yet?
Nope.
Is Dan still asleep, nope. Or are we going to pop in on him?
He's asleep right now.
Sleep.
But, like, he might be getting roused by a whole bunch of people walking in and making a bunch of noises. No one's trying to be quiet at all. And you've gotten a whole, like, 2 hours of sleep here.
I toss a pillow at him, like, gently and from far away.
Vince, flop on the bed.
Wake up. Don't stay away from him. He gets jumpy in the morning.
You do see me reach under my pillow for like a half second, and then when I see what's going on, I just plop my head back down and close my eyes and grunt.
Should we close this door and give you five?
Nope. I take a moment, collect myself, and sit up on the side of the bed, take my gun out from under my pillow, and tuck it back into my belt loop. And then I say, you know that competitor of yours?
Yes? What about her?
Far as I can tell, she thinks we killed someone. Or, you know, probably me.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Nope.
Ow! Are you kidding me? She's gonna frame us for a whack job?
So who got killed?
Some random folks on a train, except they were so random. Seems like they were some of her boys, part of her team. I'd seen them before.
Was it 13? The guys we saw earlier last night?
It was the guys with 13. which I hadn't even had the chance to tell to all of you people, but 13 is in goddamn Reno.
Are you... No. Murph? Murph.
Excuse me. One moment here.
Of course.
Good morning.
Morning, Murph.
You're right, Vincent. Good morning.
Foul glares.
Now that that's out the way, what do you mean 13 is here?
What I mean is Jamie and I saw the bastard down on the casino floor meeting with Diamond Gal. And what's that?
Murph, you have a cell phone that usually doesn't work, correct?
Correct. At least it doesn't have signal in Umbligo Del Diablo.
It's ringing.
Excuse you? Okay, I look down at the caller ID.
Restricted number.
Well, that's odd. One moment, ladies and gentlemen, and I will take the call.
Jamie's utilizing this time to use her cell phone to find an attorney.
Okay. 13 is on the other end. He says, "Hey, I gotta make this quick. There's some money I got hit under my bed. I got some debts with Saffron. I need you to pay him off if you could."
Right. Just well, give her,
it's not enough to cover it, so just give her whatever's there. I'm gonna wait for a little while.
Wait. You're alive. That's good.
For now, yeah. I'm in jail.
For what exactly?
Yeah, I gotta go. But you just give that money for Saffron. If there's any left, you keep it.
How did you end up here? What happened?
It was coming. It's been coming for a while.
Okay, that's very non-specific. Does it have anything to do with murder? 13?
I gotta go. And he hangs up.
Also, how did you get this phone number?
You guys have been hanging out for weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose that's fair. Okay. Well, this is a bit of a predicament, ladies and gentlemen.
What was that about?
So, that was 13, by the way. Has some money under his bed, apparently. How might one figure out, well, was he talking about here, or was he talking about back home?
You're guessing he meant back home?
Right, that would make sense. He said that he has some debts to Saffron that he wants me to go repay with whatever is under his bed.
I do enjoy the fact that you are completely bearing the lead and haven't mentioned the in-jail part.
Well, that sounds like quitter talk. Why has he given up? I thought we got him off.
So, yeah, no. Also, he's arrested. I tried to ask him what for, and he just said that it's been coming for a long time. I asked him if it had anything to do with murder, and he just avoided the question.
Vincent goes and takes a piss.
It is a very long piss.
Great. Well, assuming it is, then we're off the hook. At least we've got that figured out.
Well, that is one hook that we appear to be off of as of right now.
Is anybody else getting the feeling that we keep hopping off of a hook and onto a different, bigger hook?
All the fucking time. I don't know about you guys, but I'm facing espionage charges. This is ridiculous.
I continue to piss. I pee. That's what happens when I hear that. I pee.
This is so insane. I can't even begin to explain how crazy it is.
So, as Vincent finishes his piss, and realizes that he was mid-explanation on what he thinks happened. Who was it that saw? It was Vincent that saw the bit on the news last night. Correct.
Indeed.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess maybe 13 got picked up for the charges, but that was the crew that 13 was running with, and at least last night, he's not the one that they were saying did it. They said it was white male didn't match his description, and one black male. Hell if I know who. No one I'm aware of.
It was one Latino male and one black.
Sorry, one Latino male. My bad.
Is anybody else kind of figuring out a little bit of what 13's curse is? I don't think it's that bad stuff happens and he gets caught for it. I think that
bad stuff happens and people around him get caught for it. So he can just, you know, continue to slide out of every terrible situation somehow so that he can go on to the next group of people that might try to help him and then curse them.
I think you're on to something there, Murph. Perhaps we should let him slide on.
Well, for once, we have a good idea from Oliver. Clap, everybody!
Jamie claps.
You need to be snippy.
Okay. All right. You want to start this, Oliver? You want to start this? Do you know what happened last night? You could have gotten any of us killed. You could have gotten yourself killed. You almost did. You could have been gone, and we wouldn't have been able to find you. Do you understand that?
I do, and I understand that you were heroically left to my defense, and I appreciate that deeply. I shan't forget it.
And yet this, it feels like this keeps fucking happening. Why does this keep happening? You know what? I don't care. Jay, I'll help you with your legal stuff. I'm going down to the bar. Whatever you guys have planned for now, I don't want a part of it. And she leaves. To go down to, I'm assuming there's a bar open in a casino.
Oh, yeah, they love to give you liquor.
There is always a bar open, and it is cheap.
I go with Val.
Okay.
Oliver.
Y'all, I think that went poorly.
Oliver, if you think you can forgive the turn of phrase, diamond out of this here coal, then I'm open to suggestions. Part of me wants to cut losses, but I don't really want to let this go for nothing. She definitely thinks that I was the one gunned down those men to prevent her from doing her work, though.
I feel like we are woefully lacking in information at the moment. I hate to say this, but we should either cut ties and run. When is her court date, Murph? Do you remember?
Whose court date? Jamie's?
Jamie's.
Oh, no, she hasn't gotten around to telling us that part yet. Here's the only thing.
Cell phones work. I'm just going to drop her a text.
Yeah, there you go.
Here's the thing. She didn't wish she wouldn't give it to me.
Yeah, and I'll pass along the number if I have it.
Okay.
So if the law thinks that Vincent is the one that did this, is it the law or is it your partner or
it's
former
partner?
Currently
a criminal. Well, a con woman of impeccable taste. But
former partner.
No, I would say she'd disagree with you on that one.
Oliver.
Oh, no. We were, if anything, rivals. Although she may disagree with that one as well.
Eh, okay. Whatever. Fair enough. So is it just her, or is it anything to do with the cops? Because if it's anything to do with the cops, or she could convince the cops that Vincent had anything to do with it, doesn't it look awful suspicious for us to just up and run?
It does. And if we are in a situation where her, especially boyfriend, is willing to put any resources in that direction, we would look like awful tasty targets for the police.
Especially after you guys just skipped town from another murder investigation.
Correct. Okay, so what are our options here, gentlemen? We cut ties and run immediately. We'll have to like wrangle Val back into that van, I imagine. We could stick around, try to still get our hands on that diamond or the money for it, or, I mean, try to complete this mission. What do you think?
Well, I recommend we explore our options. I for one, feel my skills would be best be put to use actually trying to figure out if 13 or these gentlemen on the news are going down for this specific murder. Because if 13 is involved in something else entirely, that's fine. He goes, continues his path of destruction. Unfortunately, I'm sure it's not intentional on his part, but still, it's just the way he is. But perhaps rest of you may go try to find out exactly what's going on with this man. See if he is aware that his beloved is involved in this caper.
Kind of a sad day when we have to talk about specific murder, isn't it? Like, there's just so many of them that have happened that we have to be very specific about which murder we are referring to.
I agree. But hopefully when we get back to town, everything will be just peachy.
Right.
Certainly no suspicion waiting there.
No, of course not. It's not like we killed some feds or anything. All right. Vincent, who was it specifically that got gunned down?
Two men. Two people who were working for her. And I saw them all on the casino floor talking to her and 13. And I was going to, as soon as I had the opportunity, let you all know about that. But when I got back, things were already wild and out of control with Oliver.
Right. And then, you know, some point after that, you just kind of faded into the background.
Well, I was going to tell you as soon as you got here, which I did.
And, you know, at some point last night, you just kind of left.
He went back to home base. That's what we would expect. He's the smart one. He didn't get pinched.
See, that's not what I would have expected, but it was a smarter move.
Murph, if they get me in lockup, I'm not getting out.
Being same. I don't know if you've forgotten. I've murdered people.
Murph, you don't have any legal record of that. They don't have your fingerprints on file. Shit. If I get into a jail cell, the only way I'm getting out is with hot lead and blood.
Right. Because my official criminal background is super squeaky clean, definitely. And I just give them a look.
So, they didn't have anything real on you, did they?
Most do you have a depends. Record?
Depends what name you're asking under.
Oh my goodness, have you been lying to me the whole time? Are you a squeaky clean gal?
That's the thing about lies, Oliver. You just gotta slip in a bit of truth. Makes it much more believable.
Oh, you like a parrot. I love it.
So, downstairs, where Jamie and Val are looking for some info on where the bar is. Gracie Mars is still waiting at the counter, and there is nobody about. And she gives you a smile as you approach.
I say, "What's wrong with you?"
Says, "What
the fuck, Jamie? What the hell? What's wrong with you? Somebody smiles at you, and you're just like, what the fuck?"
And she says, "Well, they don't pay me enough."
Well, that sounds like something wrong, but why would that inspire you to smile? That seems like it'd be reason to, I don't know, frown or get a different job.
It's a customer service thing, Jamie. The bar, where is it? Whichever one's open, closest one.
She looks at you oddly, and she says, "Any port in a storm, huh, hon? Here,
judging fun.
Here, let me help you out." And she leads you over to a bar. A blonde guy is the bartender, and she says, "Hey, if you could set these two girls up, I think they've had a rough night."
Val definitely looks it. She's still in that dress and looks a bit roughed up because she was in a police station all night.
Hey, you're not in a thrift store suit and deflated fat suit.
Point.
So the bartender just starts pouring you guys drinks. They are fruity yet strong.
I have one and then switch to sodas.
And Val commences to get drunk.
Yeah, that's the point.
Drunk and tired.
So do I get a text from Oliver?
A strange number, yes. Hey, when is your court date?
I don't know what they told me. I got to talk to God, I guess. What did they tell me?
They told you 3 weeks.
Okie doke. So I text that back to Oliver. And then I also text back to Oliver. Where did Vincent see where those guys had gotten killed? Did he see it online or on the news or in the paper? What?
I pass that question along to Vincent and continue to text furiously. But I do it like very slowly. He saw it on the TV.
Okay. Try to look up the story.
Okay. Yeah. You find a story about supposedly two transients that have not been identified were seen by several eyewitnesses getting in an altercation with these two men, and the description matches exactly what you have on your video. And the two men were shot. There is no mention of 13 anywhere in that news report.
Okie doke. I see if I can look up any houses owned by our new friend whose name I forgot. The guy we had the standoff with. something. James, what's his name? I forgot his name.
Allow me.
Memphis James.
Memphis James. That was it.
That sounds right. I go looking for properties owned by him and see if any of them match, you know, how he'd get from here to there, or how his drunk wife might get from here to there.
Well, he is a partial owner in the casino across the street.
That's interesting. What's the name of the casino across the street? Is it bigger or smaller than this one? Same size?
Oh, it's called the Diamond Rain.
Diamond Rain, okay. Like rain like precipitation or rain like ruling?
It is rain like ruling, but the logo is a cloud that with diamonds falling out of it.
Oh, Jamie hates pun jokes. Pun logos are the worst.
Does the cloud have a crown on the top?
It does.
Perfect.
Val is looking up. She just remembered that FBI agent that one time called her the Coyote Lady? She's looking that up.
Oh, you're Googling yourself?
I mean, she's Googling the Coyote Lady. As far as Val knows, she doesn't have any actual reputation.
There is a little report. Apparently, there was an accusation of someone near Ombligo del Diablo trying to start an illegal zoo. It very briefly got traction and then was forgotten about.
Val never heard of this.
Nope.
Was this when her mentor was still around?
Yes.
That explains it. Interesting.
Isn't it funny when you drunk Google yourself and you end up with actual information?
They just hide it from me like fucking everything else. Jamie, what is it? What is it with, hold up, and she just downs another tequila shot and slams it down as if asking for more. What is it about? Why did I come here? Why did people not listen to me?
I'm gonna say it's Oliver's fault. He's really good at talking people into things. I don't understand it.
Yeah, he really is. But it's not just him, right? It's a lot of people, right? Like they tell you, Val, you have talent. You're worth something. And then they keep you in the fucking dark, or when you say this is a stupid plan, they don't, and then they leave. That's what they do, Jamie, and that's what they do.
I hope not. That sounds horrible.
It is. It's so Jamie. It's so, and Val's now leaning on Jamie. It so is.
Can I say that Oliver has gone down from the room and is actually walking by in one of those hallways and sees them talking and is like, oh, I'm going to come over. And then sees her being like, it's all Oliver's fault. And he's just like, oh.
Yes, walking. Definitely. That is appropriate timing.
And here's the thing. On Oliver, right? Okay, can I tell you a secret, Jamie? Can I tell you a really big secret?
Yeah, sure. Is this one I should tell people or one I should keep to myself?
No. Don't tell. This is the secret you shouldn't tell people. No. That's what a secret is. So you don't tell people secrets.
Well, sometimes people tell you secrets, but they mean for you to tell them to other people. So I always just ask to be sure.
What? No, that's a bad lesson. That's not how secrets work. Okay. Forget that. Like, wipe that from your mind. Like, whoosh.
Okay. Secrets. Wait, mama.
You don't tell secrets. Okay. So, here is a very, very, very important secret. Oliver's not that bad, you know? It's like, I don't hate him. And, okay, this is either secret or secret. You remember that weird dream we had, right? Actually, very good dream, right? Right? You remember that with no sun and beach.
You mean the dream that wasn't a dream, but yeah, I remember that really clearly.
That was a dream, but yeah. So you remember when Oliver kissed me in that dream, right?
Yeah, I do. That was pretty weird.
I can't stop thinking about it. Sometimes I'll just be sitting there and it'll pop into my head.
Is this I can't stop thinking about it like I would to kiss him again? Or is it I can't stop thinking about it and it's like, man, I really need to go brush my teeth again? Or is it alternating?
Here's the weird thing, Jamie. Here's the weird fucking thing. It's leaning towards the first one, and I don't know why. Because it's like, it's Oliver.
Well, people say he's charming, and I've experienced it. We're here in Reno, despite our better judgment, right? So he's not all bad for sure. I like him. I don't know why I like him. I mean, definitely defies logic, which is right? Really weird.
Right. Yeah, it's weird. So weird. But he doesn't listen to me when I tell him this is a bad plan. He doesn't listen to me. So, like, and he almost disappeared tonight, which, by the way, Jamie, you're great. You know, I was mad at you at first. I was. And she slams back another tequila. I was mad at you at first, but...
I get that.
After sitting
I was mad at you too, but I'm not anymore.
Yeah, no, you made the right call. You made the right call. You did the right thing.
Well, I didn't want either of you to go, but, I mean, if Oliver really wanted to put himself in that deep of water, I was going to let him, but I really couldn't let both of you go. I mean, that'd be like half of all my friends in the whole world.
Oh, Jamie. You're not allowed to leave, okay? You have to listen to me when I say that you have a bad plan, and then you can't keep me in the dark about things, and you have to stay. All right.
What are you gonna do if I have to go mining somewhere else?
Why would you do that? Why would you do that? No.
That's what I've done my whole life. It's the only life I know.
But I have a lab.
Your lab's fabulous, but you know, eventually I'll probably have to move away.
Val seems to sober up rather quickly, and she's like, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it might be years from now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, of course. Let's lower it down to whiskey, please, bartender.
He looks at you and says, "Lower it down to whiskey."
You're a bartender. You're not allowed to judge.
he says, "No problem." And he had, but he, you see him mixing together some various different things, and puts down a drink in front of you.
Yep, drinks it. Doesn't even check.
Okay, Jamie, how much do you know about drinks? What's streetwise?
I got a 2 in streetwise.
That was definitely a Shirley Temple.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
I will not say anything about that.
Okay,
keep that under the old hat.
Okay,
I will just ask back up in the room because Oliver has apparently taken a trip. Hey, Vincent.
Right before he goes, he says, "I'm just gonna go check through the official channels. I'll be back in an hour or less. Don't y'all worry."
Right. Okay. And let us know how she is.
Oh, who?
What?
Who am I telling you about?
What? I don't know what you're talking about. Have fun.
Oh. Okay. I walk down, and because she told me to check on how she is, that's why I'm there. Then I see that that's going on. I'm like, So I only heard the part where she's like saying bad things about me, and to go to the nearest, you know, like police station nearby and like pull an I'm a lawyer routine.
Do you want to? I mean, technically, Murph is the one who would know who to call.
Ghostbusters. Sorry, it's too easy.
Given that Murph is the one with police influence, now you would know. You'd be the one who would know what to say when you got there. But do you wish to call around to figure out where he is? Or do you just want to go and do a police station?
No, with the best of the information I have, because I now know that, like, the location, and if there's a police station right next to that, I'll just assume it was there. But if I don't know that, I'm going to do, like, a call around first.
Okay. Calling a couple places, you eventually get the police station that was right near that bus stop, that bus station. And they say, Reno PD, how may I help
hello.
You?
Hello. My name is... give fake name that I have.
Come on, make it a good one. Make it a good one.
Wilbur Bowling Ball.
Wilbur Stevenson. I believe there are one of my client is in custody right now. I saw it on the news the other night.
And what can I help you with? Who's your client?
I basically say, no, don't worry about it. I just wanted to make sure he was held in your... basically, I want to try to do a song and dance because I don't know how Oliver would do it, but basically like describe and be like, oh, I can't remember the name, but I knew his mother. And she told... and vaguely describe the two ostensibly arrested people.
Oh, okay. There's the two people that were said to have killed the man are at large.
Oh, they're at large?
Yes.
Oh shoot, I thought they got pinched.
They had been seen and described by witnesses, but they're on the loose.
Okay, then I will describe 13. And
okay.
Be like, I believe he goes by the moniker 13.
Let me see. Yeah, 13, no last name. Yeah, we have him. If you want to come to speak, come talk to him.
Of course. Thank you very much for your time. As I get that, I text Murph, and basically the text is going to check up on the crime. Might need your protection in the parking lot.
Okay, I will just text back a thank you and a little heart.
Okay.
Is Murph an emoji girl?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
5 minutes later, you get lightning bolt back.
Yes. All right. So with that being said, I will just ask Vincent then. Are we sleeping or are we caffeinating at this point?
Murph, I got some rest. You go ahead and take a nap. I'll stay up. I have a bit of coffee or soda or something. And you need to get up. I'll rouse you.
All right. I will first, shower because it's been a really long night. And I believe during that time frame, while the water is running, to try to kind of like mask the noise is when I will make that phone call we discussed.
Right. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to make a phone call to my dad.
Okay. You dial the number and a woman answers the phone. And she says,
Hello, you've reached the phone of Mr. Allegra. May I ask who's calling?
Hello?
May I ask who's calling?
It's Moira?
Oh, hello. I'm sorry. I don't think your father is, feeling up to talking today.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Can I take a message for him?
Sure. I guess I just wanted to let him know that... I was going to ask him if he could leave some flowers for my mom, because I don't think I'm going to make it back to town.
Oh, all right. I'll make sure that he knows what he's up and about. I'll try and make those arrangements for him. And I'll give him the message, hopefully tomorrow. Is this a good number to reach you at?
Yeah, for now at least.
Well, thank you, Miss Olega. It's been a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah. I hang up and just kind of stare at the wall for a little while before heading back out.
Oliver, you do realize one other little detail that you don't have any way to get across town.
Oh, I was going to call a cab.
All right. Then you head over to the police station on your own in a cab, correct? Or are you going to wait on Murph?
Oh, I think he waits like 20 minutes and then sends another text that is like, are you otherwise occupied?
And
if she continues like another 5 minutes, he's like, okay, I hope she gets some rest. he
oh, I didn't really realize that was a invitation.
Lightning bolt means hurry up.
Oh, right. His emoji game's real weird. Okay. Then I suppose I'll wrap up what I was doing. Go back out.
He just found out his phone can do emojis.
Excellent. This tracks. Get dressed. Hey, I think we need to go save Oliver again.
Yeah, I'm not even going to ask. You just point me in the right direction, all right?
Yeah, no, he's trying to go check up on 13, but did request some
didn't
backup.
We just had a conversation that, all right?
Yeah, I know. I agree. Look, I just...
I'm going to put my hands on her shoulders. Murph, you just tell me where to go, all right? That's it.
Yeah. That's all we need. I don't know. Look, I'm feeling real... I'm going to be honest with you. I'm feeling real mixed feelings about this whole thing. Like it would be the smarter move, and I believe Val would back me up on this, to just let him keep rolling, you know? Let him go curse somebody else. Just follow up, get that money, give it to Saffron, pretend like we never knew the man. But at the same time, even though I do believe he had something to do with me killing somebody, I don't know that it's necessarily entirely his fault and he deserves to be rotten in jail. What do you think?
I don't know if I deserve to tell anybody what's right and what's wrong, Murph. I don't, if you're asking me ethical questions, I don't think that I'm the one to ask.
So it's starting to weigh on me and really occur to me, and I should have been thinking about this earlier, right? What if, like, every time I got saved from a situation because of my pervasive luck that I've just always had, somebody else had to take the fall for it? What if I have to do something now to, like, try to balance, I don't know, the scales, the cosmic, like, scales of good and bad luck, you know?
Well, I don't mean to disrespect your thinking, Murph, but all right, I'll take you serious. If that's true, that's like a tiger blaming itself for having stripes or eating a boar.
So you're saying because I was like born with it, I should never try to, I don't know, help somebody else that wasn't born with it? Born with the polar opposite?
You can try and help. I think you can, but... Trying to fix it, trying to upend things. I don't know if it's gonna work. I think all you can really do is just do your best to help people where you're at.
Right, and I mean he's not terribly far away from us. He is where we're at.
I've already poured a dangerous amount of effort into helping that man, and I don't think I've got anything else more I'm willing to give to somebody who I don't know that well. I was willing to give up and sacrifice a good deal to do so, and it very nearly got somebody else in a whole heap of shit. Fortunately, it doesn't seem to have turned out that way. But I don't know what's gonna happen the next time, Murph. I don't...
Yeah, I like, you don't have to explain this down to me as the person that tried to rescue him and got another FBI agent murdered by my own hands. I know what you're talking about.
If you're asking my personal opinion, after all that we've done to try and help, if it's not helping, we're not helping him either.
This is going to be a real dark thought, Vincent. Please don't judge me for it. What if the best way to help him is to make sure he can't hurt anybody else?
I think that...
How many other people's lives are worth his life? Just let him keep rolling around hurting people. Because obviously he's been arrested before, didn't stick, he got out, and more people are dead because of it.
Murph, that can't be the solution to our problem. It can't be. We can't let that be the way that we fix things. You do that, you start rationalizing anything that way. It just,
I know.
It's too easy.
Is this that point where I told you that I was going to be on a bit of a roll and I asked you to stop me? Is this that point that you're stopping me, Vincent?
Yeah, but I need to put a bullet in you to try and get sense into you, I hope, Murph.
Nah, I can still hear reason. It was just a thought. I told you not to judge me for it. It's a thought that I had, and it can come in and come out of my head just as easily.
I ain't judging you, but I am worried. I'm real worried.
Yeah, I scare me too. Let's go help Oliver.
All right, you guys head downstairs, and Gracie at the desk waves and says, "Oh, I sent your friends over to the bar on the other end," and she points down the way.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to be particularly useful. Should we collect them anyway, Vincent?
Yeah, I start walking that way.
Okay, Val is in the middle of explaining something slightly lighter in a much louder voice than she likely intends.
Now you see, tigers don't eat boar because they're in a completely different biome.
That makes sense. I can understand that.
No, they eat like okapi if they're in that particular area of the world. We're talking Asiatic tigers here, okay? And then, but you got the Malaysian tigers.
Jesus, Mary, Mother of God.
Thou, you.
Vincent, hello. Mer! And, you know, Val stumbles up and is, like, clinging to Murph. Hi, Murph. Oh, Val. Hello.
My God, what time in the morning is it, Vincent?
Drink o'clock.
Definitely drink o'clock.
The drink of your choice at this time should probably be coffee, Valerie.
Yeah, Val, I'm worried that we might have just hit drink 01. We got some issues, need cleaning up.
No, I was having a good time.
Now you can stay here and be safe and warm, or you can get caffeinated and come with us.
The bartender puts down a drink of something thick and black.
Val pounds it. Without even thinking about it.
You suddenly realize that pounding the triple shot of espresso that he put on the bar might have been the incorrect method of consumption. However, it does seem to work.
Holy shit! Oh god!
You gotta roll stamina to avoid vomiting?
Val is a heavy drinker.
That might be the best choice at this point.
Oh, vomiting? No. give me a take one paradox and give me a composure medicine roll.
Three successes.
Val experiences instant sobriety and plus one awareness for the next 4 hours.
Oh, damn. Yo, what was in that?
Just espresso. He looks. Yeah.
Maybe I just don't get the good shit out there. Oh, whew. Okay. And she lets go of Murph.
He smiles and says, "Oh, where are you from?"
Where in relation to Reno is Ombligo del Diablo?
Ombligo del Diablo is in the southern part of California.
Okay, but around where? If I say near Barstow.
Let me see.
That means the closest. Something.
Murph experiences brief sadness at her now lack of Val cuddles.
Yep, you all insisted that is a on sudden not drunk change. You all insisted on not drunk Val. Drunk Val is cuddle time.
Got it.
Likely, the most notable landmarks near-ish would be Joshua Tree.
Okay, yes, that makes sense to me. Like out near Joshua Tree Park, but like in the middle of the desert, like. No cell towers.
Gracie's out from out that way.
Somehow that makes sense. Huh. What are we supposed to be? Why are we down here? Where's Oliver? Oh, fuck. Did he get into some trouble again?
Yeah, we gotta go be his knight in shining armor.
That might be record speed even for him. What do you mean? What kind of trouble is he in?
Jesus.
Not actually in any trouble yet. We just need to go help him.
Yes! Oh.
Well, you know how it is, Val. It's always yet with him.
What does he need help with?
Oh my god! All right, fine. All right, no, everything in me is telling me to just drop it, Val. Just leave. But fine, I'm on this train. I guess I'm seeing it to the end of the station. God damn it! I need a drink again. But okay, no, we're going. Lead the way. Just go.
Val, we both know that you couldn't just drop it at this point. And I will make meaningful eye contact, turn around, flip my hair, and walk away.
Val feels a deep fear in her soul for like half a second.
Elf,
yes.
May I propose that I make a composure roll, and if I fail, I've already left?
They said that they were on their way out. You have already ordered the cab, though.
Okay, yeah, I think I'm one foot in the cab, like keeping it from leaving.
The cab is on its way when they walk out of the bar.
Okay, good. When I see it's all of them, I put a palm to my face.
Well, you don't need
what
a cabin.
What a pleasure to see you all. Well.
Nice to see you too, Oliver. Where are we going?
I was just going to go down to the precinct to have a discussion with 13, try to get more information about this situation. I was hoping I wouldn't be going with such a colorful entourage.
Ah, yeah, okay. Well, I'm not in any rigor to go back to a police station.
No, that's fine, but I'm sure we could find something for you to do. Like investigating a open crime scene?
That sounds like something I could get into.
Just don't get caught, okay?
So when we get to the car, I'm going to definitely have to change some clothes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same.
So you guys get over to the vehicle. Val is changing out of her very overly fancy clothes that she's been wearing since the night before.
They worked for their purpose.
Yes, they looked odd while sitting in the holding cells, but you know.
Of course they did. Well, did they though?
Actually, not in Reno. Not in Reno.
Yeah.
I changed to the clean version of what I was wearing.
Take off the dirty shirt, put on the exact same shirt, but clean.
Exactly. Basically, I am a cartoon character.
Okay, you guys head down to that particular bus stop. Who is getting let off at the bus station, and who is heading over to the police station?
I was hoping more
other way around.
Deign to stay with me.
Letting people off at the police station,
then heading over to the bus station. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Who gets off at the police station? Obviously, Oliver. Anyone else? Okay. Oliver and Murph at the police station. And is that Vincent, Val, and Jamie at the bus station?
I think that it wouldn't be wise for me to go to the police station.
Yes, obviously.
I'm agreeing with that logic, definitely.
the only one undecided would be Val. Which do you go?
See, now I'm regretting not taking that DNA ritual.
I know you would.
Joking, not really.
I lean in the car and I say, "Of course, you've got some DNA device, don't you?"
Yeah, that's exactly what makes Val go with Jamie and Vincent.
Poke around, but not too hard. You don't want to make the hornets come out.
Does he even speak English?
I don't think so.
I mean, is his first language some other language?
It is. How did you know?
So, Val, do you get out of the car?
No, Val's going with Jamie and Vincent.
Okay. So we'll take care of the police station side first. Oliver, you head on in.
I hand Murph a clipboard.
All right.
I assume the responsibilities.
You keep a clipboard in order to look official already.
And I say, just hold on to this. If anybody asks, look to me like you're afraid that saying anything will make me just jump down your throat.
So just observe, don't talk, right?
I may ask you to talk, but just that should be your first reaction. I'll give you the nod, or I'll keep putting a foot in my own mouth. Don't you worry about it.
Got it. Okay. So clipboard, looking very official. What's our angle exactly before we step in there?
Oh, we're a legal team.
Oh, you're his attorney.
Well, I'm aspiring to be. We're a friend of the family. And we're here to represent him because we saw that there was trouble and we knew he was in the area and he always falls in trouble.
Okay, yeah, that seems believable. Let's go.
So, as you enter, the receptionist that was on the phone directs you immediately towards a detective that comes out. He is a tall, sort of obese man with a huge mustache, and you just see the corner of a some sort of tattoo on his neck, peeking out of the top of his uniform. And he says, "Morning. You're 13's lawyer."
Yes, I am. I would like to see him before he speaks to any officers.
Well, that's gonna be difficult.
Oh, I put my hand to my head. I'm like, "Are you serious again?"
How much do you know about his situation?
Well, not as much as I would like to, clearly, but I would like to speak about it with my client, unless you would be so forthcoming as to give me the lowdown.
Just make tutting noises and start taking notes.
He says...
I give you an approving look.
He says, well, the first trouble you might have is that he is no longer here. We have, we've sent him up to County Mental for an evaluation.
That's so.
As far as his discussion with us, he has been pretty forthcoming, to be honest. He's confessed to 2 murders already, and says something about kind of alludes to there being others.
Okay, so I don't actually know how to say this in Oliver's voice, but I feel like I can. It's a decent angle. Is I want to play the really scummy lawyer who gets their guy off every time.
I think you will have no problem playing
that. And play to the cop being like, we got him. And I'll be like, no, I want to see those transcripts. And basically just to play into that, like, so he can rub it in my face.
Okay.
Maybe manipulation, politics, law. I don't know. I can't think of a way to say it exactly.
Yes, but there will be a rub.
What's the rub?
As you're trying to explain all this, he says, well, I mean, I have his signed confession right here, but might be a little problem with it.
And that is? Like, hopeful looking? And that is?
The problem is, I don't think he did it. He confessed to murdering two guys, but he doesn't match any of the descriptions of the people who... The eyewitnesses, the 10 eyewitnesses that saw the murders.
He appears to be perfect. I mean, yes.
He appears to be too old to be one of the suspects and too young to be the other. And, well, he's a white guy.
And I assume your office has testimony to this effect.
Well, you know, eyewitnesses can be wrong, so we're holding on to this one until we have a... other suspects in custody, maybe review some things, but I mean, until we find another suspect, confession's pretty good.
Well, assuming you aren't thrilled with going through all the paperwork of having me go demand these legally, would you mind me taking them now so I may get to work on attempting to prove your theory that there is, in fact, a true murder?
I'll run you off some photocopies, but he says, yeah, come on with me. And he takes you in the back to start warm with the photocopier. And
we do documentation.
Huh?
We do documents.
You get him to sign all of the releases and everything. He seems annoyed that you're taking him through the process.
The short version.
He says, I didn't even think you were that kind of lawyer. All right.
Interject real quick.
Yes.
Can I try to get a better look? You said that he had a tattoo like on his neck. Can I try to get a better look at that?
Give me a wit streetwise.
Okie dokie.
Actually, also, if I may roll that as well, because that is a very good idea, Ginger.
Was, however, Ginger's idea. Let's see Ginger's roll.
Yeah.
You are a bit distracted.
Playing the role.
Only one success off 4 dice.
You think you see part of thorns on a skull.
Okay, I'm not really
sure what that means.
Right, I'll mentally note that and run that by Oliver later.
Okay, he's running off some copies of the interview transcripts and the confession, and also some of the eyewitness accounts of the other witnesses.
While you get to that, would you like some coffee?
Says, I've already had a half pot today.
Wow, you're on fast. It's only, what, 8?
It's 8 o'clock for you. I've been up half the night.
Goodness. I don't say it enough, but your officers of the law can't have nothing but respect for them.
He believes you. he nods, and he says, well, hopefully we can find these other two and clear your friend's name, but... He's still gonna have to go through his 72 hour hold. I don't think the guy's quite stable. He's going around imagining he killed people.
To be frank, I think you might be right. He might be in the best place for him right now. He may think I'm being scummy.
He's thought you were scummy since the moment you walked in.
Scummier, I don't know.
Says, Well, if you should happen to have a line on his family or somebody with power of attorney, we could start the process to get him committed, depending on what the doctors say up there.
I will review these documents, contact the family, and get back to you as soon as possible. Can I have your card?
He nods and hands you out a card.
Okay. We skedaddle out of there.
All right. Back.
You know, some haste, but not too much haste.
Back over to the other three.
Wait, can she tell me about...
About the tattoo?
The tats.
Yeah, it would look like a skull or something with like thorns. Does that mean anything?
Oh my gosh. Murph, you are excellent. I should bring you everywhere with me.
That's true.
I was just wasn't thinking about things, I swear. Am I doing a wits streetwise minus something for not actually having seen it myself, really?
Yes. For a -2 for secondhand information. Not a clue.
Not a clue, Murph, but good poll. I ever see Officer, look his name, Officer whoever.
Officer Halbertson.
Officer Halbertson, I'll be sure to take a close look.
Me down to the final decision, and the world will break apart today. And the world will break apart today.
Okay. How about this? And I'll run it by Elf when he gets back. The ability to give bearded dragons wings. And Nate.
Is this a bearded reference dragon to Gallivant?
It wasn't, but it is now.
Yeah, I think getting a tiny lizard familiar maybe would be like, I want to do like ritual this, ritual that, and then I can make like small tiny familiar. Dragon. I don't
know. What about a ritual to disguise a modified animal with spirit? So like,
I mean, I'd have to be able to modify an animal first.
Well, if that's in the works, then that's in the works. But to be able to have an animal like roll you and look like a normal dog, and then, you know, like, wow, no, it's some sort of tentacle monster dog. I don't know.
And when they watch you completely flipped out, as their intestines are being ripped out, they'll look up to us, then I guarantee, then they'll believe in my dragon pal and me.
Galvan was a goof.